Welcome to the Real Investment Hour with Lance Roberts. It's a show about life, stocks, politics, and the never-ending pursuit of wealth in a capitalist market. Now, here's Lance Roberts and the Real Investment Hour.
Welcome to the Real Investment Hour. I'm your host, Lance Roberts, and this is our special edition of the program. I kind of like to think of it as our Choice Cuts edition with some of the best clips of the past week.
Well, how about that? The market's hit an all-time high today on the back of news. Not what you think it is. It's not on the back of Hurricane Irma. That's what everybody was thinking today. Nope. Talked about on the show a couple of weeks ago now, I guess almost a month ago now, on the morning show, that despite all of the saber-rattling by Kim Jong-un, he never had any intention of firing a nuclear missile at anyone. What he wanted was somebody to come to the table and negotiate. That's what he wanted. And see, as a dictator, he can't ask for that. He can't show weakness to his people that he cruelly rules with an iron fist. He needs the U.S. and others to come to him and offer something. And that's exactly what happened over the weekend. And even their head spokesperson for the the ironically named Democratic Republic of North Korea came out and said, see, they have come to us and offered us a deal because we scared them with our power and might. And that's exactly what Kim Jong-un wanted. And what happened here, of course, was that over the weekend, the UN has agreed to substantially lessen the sanctions upon North Korea. For the most part, just removing most of them. In order to appease both North Korea as well as China and Russia. And that removed a good bit of tension from the geopolitical risk out of the markets and allowing markets to break out to an all-time high. That's what happened. So, you know, everything is what it is, but just don't become complacent. I was having a conversation today with a young gentleman that, you know, has never seen a bear market in his life. He's been, you know, he's writing articles for Market Watch and he's not been around things. So he's, you know, writing things that you normally see people write, like, oh, this is a great bull market. I'm just going to invest and I'm going to be buy and hold on the long side. And I'm not going to worry about corrections. And when markets correct, well, then I'm going to put money to work. Well, it doesn't really work that way. And anybody that's been through a major bear market will tell you that it doesn't work that way. It sounds great on the surface. But ultimately, at the end of the day, when the pain of loss becomes enough, everybody sells. You know, there's an old saying about everybody has a price for anything. There's a price. You will do anything for a price. I just have to find what that price is. And you've got to believe that I'm willing to pay you for it. But if I say, hey, will you do X and I will pay you $1 million, a lot of people will see, and you know I have the capacity to pay you $1 million to do X. A lot of people will consider whatever that is, even though in their normal life they would never, ever consider doing it. But there's a price. The same thing happens in the market. Regardless of what people say, people will tell you, oh, I'm just going to hold this stock for the dividend. I don't care about the price. Everybody cares about the price. It's just a question of when they begin to care about it. Is it 20%? Is it 30%? Is it 40% down? Is it 50% down? What's the number? But there's a number, and everybody has it. And eventually, when the pain becomes great enough, they sell. And normally, by the time individuals like that sell, it's generally fairly close to the bottom of whatever is going on. But these are the psychological mistakes that we all make and leads us to worse outcomes over the long term. Now, before we go to the break, I just want to direct your attention to a new blog post I have out today called Apathy. It's on the website now. I highly encourage you to read this article because it lays to rest a lot of the misstatements that are made about investing for the long term. And more importantly, it lays out the reason that avoiding downturns is so critically important to your long-term investment success of reaching those retirement goals. You know, if I told you that you had 30 years to invest and you need $75,000 a year to live on, how much do you need in retirement to get there? Most people say, well, if I had $1 million or $2 million, I'd be good. It's $4 million. Actually, it's almost $4.5 million. To generate $75,000 a year in today's dollars 30 years from now. So the importance of avoiding those drawdowns makes the difference of whether or not you retire. And that's just the truth of how money works. And that's in the it's on the website right now. It's called Apathy. Crashes matter. I mean, these are the big things. And so it's on the website now, realinvestmentadvice.com. We'll make a quick break. We'll come back. We'll take your phone calls and comments tonight on the show as well. So if you have anything to get into, I got a lot of stories to get into tonight, share with you. When we come back, I do want to talk about Hurricane Harvey real quick. This is a question that was brought up this morning on the Lance Roberts Show, but I want to repeat it for you tonight because it's a bit of information for you. If you haven't filed your taxes yet, you've got a break. I'm going to tell you what those are when we come back after the break. I'm your host, Lance Roberts. You're listening to The Real Investment Hour right here on The Voice of Texas. Don't go away.
Lance Roberts' blog. It's required reading for the informed investor. Catch it today at realinvestmentadvice.com.